Thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and I'm joined by Sue Ellen Koepke with the PEO Scholarship Fundraiser, or with, I mean, you're involved in several different things. I could introduce you in a lot of different ways,
yes,
couldn't I?
Yes, you could. You could. Very much so, yeah. Nope, this is Chapter S PEO, and we are having a fundraiser to raise money for scholarships to help women pursue education and careers in their life.
Great. And it's a fun event. And I know we were talking a little bit off of the air before we got started. You've had it at various times during the year, but this year it kind of is pretty close to Cinco de Mayo. So it looks like that's going to be the theme, huh?
It is going to be the theme, and we're going to have a really fun day. Now, I have to make acknowledgement that I understand in Selma Myrna, and I'm sure there's other schools that may have graduation. But if you don't have a party to go to in the morning, come party with us from 10 to 1. And then go to the graduation service or just go to the parties. And you'll just have one big day of partying.
There you go. That's
and it's all related to education.
Yes, it is. Perfect. And you're going to have a silent auction there and then going to be playing some bunco, I see, as well.
Correct. We have members in the chapter that are donating items for a silent auction. And then it's $25 for a ticket or $80 for a table of four to play bunco. The funds will be utilized for scholarships. Our philanthropic educational organization promotes women continuing their education. And PEO is an international organization. We have numerous opportunities for women. We have an educational loan fund. We have a fund where it brings women over from other countries who can't pursue a further degree or don't have those opportunities. And we support them. They come over, they get their education, et cetera. Then they take it back to their homeland, their country, and share their knowledge with those living there and pursuing a career. So it's a way to help women. And it's nothing against men, but this was it started in at Iowa Wesleyan, and at that time, women didn't have as many opportunities. So we have focused on women, and a lot of times they might start school, get married, have a family, want to go back, but they don't really have the funds. So we help them. We've got a variety of different funding opportunities.
Well, it's certainly a need, and it's existed for a while. You know, I was looking up some information about the organization as a whole, and like you said, was founded in Iowa, and it's been around for a really long time.
It was.
And does some great things.
Yes. Our chapter here has been here for 125 years, and we do things for the community. We promote furthering women, especially, and young girls. We have a scholarship for girls getting out of high school, going on to college. We have a college that we support in Missouri, and now the name of it just escaped me, but, you know, Cotty College, there we go. And it's an all-women's university, but it is close to a military academy type thing. So they still have their dances. They still have their fun. It's not like we're isolating the girls or anything. But it has been accredited. You can get a 4-year degree. You can get a 2-year degree. You should just look up Cotty College on the internet, because it's amazing the scholars we've had come out of there, the degrees, the successes, etc. It is just, it's very recognized for its educational qualities.
Well, it sounds like the group has their hands in a lot of different great things. But as we realize, when it comes to these kinds of conversations, it all comes down to being able to fund those amazing things that you do. And that comes down to events like this.
Correct. And I know it's short notice, but 10 to 1, it's only a few hours. Take some time for yourself. Come out. We're going to be holding it at the library. There will be wonderful, scrumptious food to go with the theme. There'll be a lot of fun laughs. And I can't tell you, in today's society, I don't think we get enough laughter. And to be with friends and make new friends and laugh and enjoy some time together what a way to get your day started and going, and then go out and enjoy those graduations.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Absolutely.
It's one of my favorite quotes. And we got to get more laughter in there. And, you know, I think you're exactly right. Just taking time for yourself for a couple of hours can do a lot of good.
Absolutely.
Take the time to, you know, just have a little bit of fun, you know, game nights, whatever, you know,
right.
Go and just play some bunco and have some fun. And $25 a person or $80 for a table of four for tickets. And grab some friends or go by yourself and make some friends and have some fun. Again, that's Saturday the 3rd, 10 to 1 at the Broken Bow Library event room. And looks like you can talk to Ray Lynn if you have some questions.
Absolutely. You can give Ray Lynn a call at 308-202-0143. Or you can even contact me at 308-870-2627.
If people have a sombrero, are they encouraged
Absolutely.
To wear that?
Absolutely. Dress up for the day.
Okay.
Let's make it fun.
All right. Sounds good. Are there any other things that are going on with the organization we want to talk about right now? Or
We're actively looking for high school students, girls that are interested in maybe going down to Cottey College and visiting it with their parents. Now is a time when you're a sophomore, junior, to explore some of these opportunities because they have scholarships and et cetera available. If they want any more information, again, contact one of us and we'll be more than glad to share the information. Otherwise, just be watching for us. We're out there and we're trying to help people.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for taking the time, Sue Ellen.
Yes, thank you, Jeremy.
This has been KC&I Public Affairs.